Over the past few years, Hollywood has taken a keen interest in Alaska. Big budget films are being shot here, and it seems like new Alaskan reality TV programs pop up every week. The state spends a lot of money courting out-of-state productions. While it's an economic boon, some say the resources would be better spent elsewhere. APRN's Joaquin Palomino has the story.
Sanborn has a remote detonator in his hand and is about to blow it.
Fire in the hole.
Hold on a second, I think I forgot my gloves back there.
About two dozen people are reading an excerpt from the 2012 blockbuster Zero Dark Thirty at the BP Energy Center in Anchorage. It's not a meetup for war movie enthusiasts. It's part of a professional training for film technicians and stagehands, taught by UAF professor Maya Saljanic.
Just looking at it, I mean, anything come to mind of things that are like, that would be a safety concern I'd have right away.
The training is just one of many signs that Alaska has a growing film industry. Feature films, documentaries, and TV shows have flocked to the 49th state in recent years. Kelly Mazay, director of the Alaska Film Office, says a big reason production companies come to Alaska is to capture its breathtaking scenery.
We have the glaciers, the wildlife, the mountains, the coastline. We have pretty much anything that anybody would want in a movie, except maybe cactus in a desert.
Filmmakers aren't venturing to Alaska strictly for its natural splendor. In 2008, the state rolled out a tax program to try and attract movie and TV productions. It works like this. To encourage filming in the state, the Department of Revenue reimbursed certain production costs with tax credits. So, for example, if Paramount hires an Alaska-based lighting crew for $100, the state could give the company $50 back in tax credits. In the last fiscal year, $13 million in credits were issued. Many of those went to reality TV shows, an industry with a seemingly insatiable appetite for all things Alaska.
It's down to the wire. We all want to get our crab in early November to get a good price.
Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch has received about $2 million to film in Alaska over the past 3 years. While that's a lot of money to give to a TV program, Carolyn Robinson, who owns the Anchorage-based production company Sprocket Heads, says the incentive program pays dividends.
When I think of reality shows, I think of all the people and all the services that they're hiring around Alaska, and I'm thinking about businesses in the dead of winter that wouldn't have any economic stimulus, and that's why I'm a fan of reality shows.
Not everyone agrees that the film tax cuts are a good investment.
It does not create sustainable, good-paying jobs. It does not stimulate the economy as we would like to see it. It drains resources from the state of Alaska.
David Boyle, executive director of the Alaska Policy Forum, says the benefits are superficial.
Everybody likes to be close to the spotlight. Everybody likes the glow. We up here in Alaska like that because we don't get a lot of it.
When you take away the glamour and look at the numbers, things don't add up, Boyle says. Last year, out-of-state workers made close to four times more money working in Alaska's film industry than in-state residents. The tax credit system was recently tweaked to encourage filmmakers to hire Alaska residents, but there's a catch. The state doesn't have a big enough workforce to fill all of the production jobs, which is why the University of Alaska is training people to work in the industry.
Yeah, we just did a feature up there called Unnatural, and they used our stage. Okay.
For Cedar Cousins, an Anchorage-based lighting technician, Alaska's bustling film industry is a blessing.
When I grew up, the idea of being able to stay in Alaska and make movies was a pipe dream. It's really exciting because I see a lot of potential, and it makes me want to stay in Alaska and actually build my life here and build my family here.
Some politicians are trying to repeal or scale back the tax incentive program, but they haven't had much luck. Until then, you can expect the amount of Alaska-based films and reality TV shows to continue to grow. In Anchorage, I'm Joaquin Palomino.